He could be... No, he could be recording a YouTube show with somebody else. You don't think he's on Craigslist right now? He wouldn't do that to me. I always knew something was up.
All right, so...
I've been ignoring the signs for weeks.
So who's going to...
Tyler, I am in a moment of need right now. Do not interrupt me. Ah, Tyler!
These long gaps between your sentences. I don't know if you're finished or not. I feel like it is more on you than it is on me.
Tyler, can you please be mindful?
Tyler, you please. Take your Microsoft wow. operating system and you get out.
Oh man, Will is really going to try to make Ubuntu happen.
Ubuntu is a beautiful thing.
All right, yeah,
woo!
This is the podcast. We've really not changed. It's been the same thing for many episodes. With me, I got my hosts, Tyler.
Yo, my name is Tyler, and I'm here to say that I am one of the hosts.
And we've got Will.
Oh, okay, hey, what up? I'm here to rap about Ubuntu that I'm gonna bring to you. Don't use Microsoft, or I'll strangle you in a loft.
And straight out of Ukraine, we got Anna.
What's up? It's me, and I'm back, as you can see, and I'm not good at rhyming, and yeah.
And I don't have Word. To do a rhyme, because I'm host. So, that's all the time.
You guys remember the Key and Peele hype man?
Yes.
Wow.
yeah, that was great. Is that your character this episode, Will?
Oh yeah! Oh, you get him, Arthur.
Thanks, Will.
Oh yeah, so, you're welcome.
Yeah. No worries.
Yeah, no worries.
Yeah,
I got you, man.
Yeah. No worries.
No need to worry. I'm not worried. Are you worried?
Never worried.
Yeah. What? Why would you be worried? Are you worried?
I feel like we're talking in circles now, Will. Not gonna lie. I appreciate the hype, though.
Yeah.
It's very nice.
No problem. My wife left me.
Sorry, Ethan, oh, wow. Actually, you know what? Let's forget Ethan. What happened with your wife, Will?
I was too hype. She couldn't take the hype anymore. You know, things right now just aren't really that hype, I'm going to be honest. I could use a hype man for myself right now.
Oh, you get him, Will. You get him. Is he hyping Thank himself?
You. Yeah. Yeah. He,
no, it's
he,
obviously he a different person.
He's that good, man.
Yeah. Yeah, look at Will hyping for himself. Way to go, Will.
Do you think there could be like a support group of hype men? They're all just like keep feeding off of each other. Welcome to Hype Men Anonymous. Oh man, that sounds like a really good rap album. But I'm getting sidetracked. And we're here to make everyone feel good about themselves.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah. Yeah,
there you go, Tommy. Yeah.
So Ethan is not here.
But it's okay, we have another sap.
Yes.
So Anna, what's exciting in your life these days?
Well, as you said in my intro, I just got back from Ukraine. And it's not the Ukraine, which I learned while I was there. So don't call it that, because then you're ignorant. Yeah, I just got back from Ukraine. It was great.
Okay.
Was it, though?
It was, yeah.
Why was Arthur trying so hard to get out of there?
What was great about the Ukraine?
Yeah. Can we send him back? Can we give Arthur a fake mustache and send Ouch. Him in undercover?
That's actually an interesting observation, is that I found most of the men there do not have facial hair. So that
Arthur,
would
no, it would work because they wouldn't be looking for him. If he had a mustache, they'd immediately rule him out.
Immediately. the level of confidence there.
Arthur, if you go back, you'll
I'm
fit
not gonna
in.
I disagree with. I certainly hope so. I mean, I have family there, man.
You got kids.
I got kids. I hope I don't have kids there.
How old were you when you left?
Who knows?
When you got out?
Four years old. 4 years old when I escaped in the middle of the night.
Yeah, pretty good for having three kids and escaping Russia.
Archer, you haven't... I don't think you've actually told me the story. I've heard bits and pieces of it enough to where I think you... Like, it might be a legitimate thing that you actually did escape from Ukraine in the dead of night.
You're interrogating me. I'm not about trying to interrogate Ukraine you. When we have a guest who just got back.
And also, it's,
She comes and goes.
Also, it's the Ukraine.
I was just a visitor. I'm very educated now that I've been there.
It's the so, yeah, educated.
Anna, you've so you've been a couple times now. I mean, was this trip easier compared to the first time?
Well, this was the first time. Last year I went to Russia.
Mm. Oh.
And so I have not been to Ukraine before.
Wait, Ukraine's not Russia yet?
Oh my word.
Sorry, I don't know if that's too edgy. I feel like I'm allowed to do that because it would affect me significantly.
Oh yeah, Arthur, you're part Russian. You can use the hard R.
Thank you. I appreciate
Yeah, you're welcome, man.
Okay, well, so then Anna, what are the differences between Ukraine and Russia as a visitor?
Well, it's hard to say because what I was doing at both places was very different from one another. But I will say, when you're in the main cities of both places, the architecture is almost identical. They both have a plethora of really tall residential buildings, and they all have really strange angles, and like they're all built to look really modern, but no buildings ever get taken care of. So they're constantly building new ones while there's a bunch of them around that are just falling apart, and it's very strange. But yeah, the style of the buildings is very similar in both places.
Sounds
the main
wonderful.
Thing. Oh, 100%.
Once again, prompting me to say, why would you want to leave that, Arthur?
Oh, you know, the economy. It was
school districts.
Yeah.
You know, parking was a nightmare.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It's like I've been there.
Yeah, no, I don't know. The last time I was there, I was like 15 or 16. I don't remember very much from growing up there. I just remember there was a little bit of snow.
Anna, can you confirm or deny the little bit of snow allegation?
I can deny the existence of snow in the summer.
Global warming.
Confirmed.
All right. Well, we're able to confirm one thing. That's like a first for us.
Anna, did you pick up any Ukrainian while you were there?
A very small
Ukrainian
amount.
The language.
Yeah, I got a few people.
She wasn't cruising for boys. Come on.
I was cruising for men.
Oh, okay.
Well, I don't know if
it's kind of like what me and Ethan do.
Yeah, no, I did pick up a little bit of the language, but not nearly enough to get around.
See, told you.
What can you give us any examples of what you learned?
Will just wants you to say a swear word in Ukrainian.
Yeah, maybe.
I did not learn any swear words in Ukrainian, but I've known a swear word in Russian almost my whole life, thanks to Ethan.
Oh, which one?
I'm not going to say it.
What? It's a different language. It doesn't count.
Well, you never know who's listening.
The explicit tag. We do have a strong Russian presence, I will not lie.
It's just the Russian word for female dog. You probably know it.
Yeah. Tell you what. Instead of saying that, just like find the word for toilet paper in Spanish, and it's basically the same thing.
Oh, I've been saying toilet paper in Spanish this whole time?
Yeah. Yeah, that's how I get away with calling people.
I need to apologize to Consuela.
Why are you calling her toilet paper?
Consuela, you stupid toilet paper. So, Anna. In the Ukraine,
yes.
Did you discover what their primary operating system is? No.
No.
Well, I'm just gonna take that as an Ubuntu. No. That's a one for Ubuntu.
By default, it's just Ubuntu.
Ubuntu is the default.
So, Will, what is Ubuntu?
Competitor to Microsoft.
So, Anna, in Ukraine, was there any actual, like, where in Ukraine were you?
Multiple places. We were in Kyiv primarily, and then the second week we went to Skodovsk, which is, if you were aware of any of the protests that were happening a few years ago, that's primarily where that was happening. And then we were also in a small village of less than 400 people called Klikivka. So there were a few different...
Is that, like, Eastern or Western Ukraine?
I could not tell you. I really don't know.
It's a secret.
I wasn't paying much attention to the orientation of our traveling.
Well, I only ask because I have a lot of family on the western side, which means they were affected by the Russian invasion, but not really. Like they were more on the supporting side, like how we were supporting Katrina, right? Like.
Right.
We're not super affected by it, but we're.
I did support the tornado.
I totally forgot to support Katrina. I need.
I supported.
I got some boxes to send.
I was there in my swimming pool doing spins to try and help generate currents.
You might have been supporting the wrong side of that one, Will. Yeah. But, fun fact: I was born in Kiev.
Oh.
And I don't remember it.
Okay, so I just looked it up on a map, and Skidovsk is more in the north. Or, I'm sorry, the south. Opposite.
Well, which is a fair thing to happen, because in Ukraine, north and south are flipped.
But yeah, Skidovsk is right on the Black Sea.
Oh, it's actually, the correct nomenclature is some African-American Sea.
As soon as Tyler opened his
mouth. I know, I had the same thought.
Oh, did you visit?
I was going to say in the Black Sea. So in SpongeBob, you know the jellyfish in SpongeBob, how they look kind of like whimsical blue. In the Black Sea, there are jellyfish that look very similar to that. And they're all over the place.
Oh, okay. It's like a nice little opposite.
Okay. Well, there are pink variants in the Black Sea, so it works out.
I don't know if you know this, Anna, but Will is the one who started the SpongeBob SquarePants wiki, so he kind of knows a lot.
Do you know that Mr. Krabs played a character in the greatest movie of all time, Shawshank Redemption? He's the security guard that beat the fat guy to death in the beginning. He got Andy and the guys the beers from the roof when they were tarring the roofs. And then he cried like a baby and called for his mama when he got taken away.
Tragedy. I have actually not seen Shawshank Redemption.
You and Ethan are ignorant.
I know. Both of us are kind of uneducated in film.
In your Ukraine orientation, I mean, you said you weren't really paying attention, but was there any interesting facts, like things that you should be aware of whilst in Ukraine?
Oh, one thing I did learn about, it's actually extremely depressing, but when we were in Skidovsk, it is Ukraine. There is a museum called the Hunger Museum.
It is Ukraine.
And it talks about there was a man-made famine in the 1930s that in the span of 1 year killed 7 million Ukrainians. So that's something I had never heard about before, and pretty much nobody on our team had heard about it. So it was sad, but it's an interesting bit of history.
Yeah, and I mean, honestly, it was pretty necessary. I mean, those Ukrainians were getting out of hand. What's a man-made famine?
Essentially, they were the government officials, and Stalin had a big part of this. This is why he has such a bad reputation. But they essentially were exporting.
About his bad reputation. All right, sorry.
They were exporting more of their produce than they were allowing their citizens to have, and they were taking over land. They were taking over farmland, basically taking all of the food out of people's houses. So it was literally like forcibly removing food from access of people.
Oh, it was so tragic that people couldn't eat.
I'm not even going to entertain these jokes. It was tragic.
Was that a joke? This is talking fail. Really emphasizing the fail.
Well, someone's got to fill Ethan's seat hole.
No, my.
I don't know. I seriously, why do I keep coming on here?
I think we all ask ourselves the same thing. No, fun fact, and by fun, I mean not fun at all. My grandfather on my mother's side was around during the Stalin era, and then wasn't. So that's the closest I've gotten to studying Stalin is through family.
That was a fun fact.
Very fun.
Was she Stalin?
Get out of here, Will. Go back to the left channel.
Arthur, I don't know why you keep putting up with this.
Oy vey. So
you're all terrible people, and I hate you.
We've been making a lot of jokes, but I didn't catch any humorous tone in that sentence. I think Anna actually meant that.
Oh no.
Anna, this is a long shot, but are you familiar with Khmelnytsky?
No.
That's like, I don't think it's my hometown, but that's where like my family lives.
And what area of Ukraine is that in?
That's the area that has his favorite Ukrainian sports team. So that's his hometown.
Exactly. Anytime they make it to the World Cup, I'm rooting for Khmelnytsky.
One year, Arthur needed more people be shirtless and then paint the letters of the town on our chests.
It took a lot.
He just
a lot of people. And plus, we lost a lot to the Russian team. Hey. So, where did you go in Ukraine? You went to the Black Sea?
Yeah, so we were in Skidovsk, which is right by the Black Sea. Yes, the African-American Sea. And then we were in Kyiv in between our two different camps because we were helping run two different kids' camps. So the first week we were in the town, the village, Klikivka, which had less than 400 people. And then the second week we went to Skidovsk.
Well, and so this was like through the church or?
Yeah, this was with my campus ministry. And then so we went out to work with it was basically putting on like vacation Bible schools for the kids in those areas.
That's cool.
Oh, so this was like a helping people trip and not like a fun?
Yeah.
She wasn't sightseeing.
Yeah, I vacationed in a village of 400 people.
I went to the Ukraine and all I got was this lousy t-shirt.
From one of the locals who now doesn't have a t-shirt. Classic American.
For the record, Will's jokes are much worse than my jokes.
I don't know.
If you have to say it, is it true?
Yes.
Exactly. My jokes are not the most inappropriate on this podcast.
I'm Louis C.K. and he's Bill Cosby. Like,
oh boy.
Wow.
I'm pretty sure only one of us has actually admitted to doing the thing that we were accused of, Louis.
Right, like I just did.
I'm still innocent until proven guilty. I'm gonna ride this one out till I die. I think I'm gonna make it.
So Anna, what made you choose Ukraine?
Our campus ministry, we go to like three different international places for missions trips. And so the options were Ukraine, the Dominican Republic, and Kenya, I believe. And so
it's actually Dominican Republic,
not the Dominican Republic. And my sister had actually led the trip to Ukraine last year, and she was doing the same this year. So she kind of recruited me when she got back last year.
And I'm curious, in Ukraine, like, did you guys? Okay, so I know that there's like a little bit of maybe misinformation with like local TV and stuff, especially in countries in that region. Did you? Like notice that at all, or did anything stand out?
No, because we were pretty busy the whole time we were there with the camp work that we were doing, so we never really watched any local television. Plus, I mean, if we did, we wouldn't have understood anything. So,
oh, I see.
Yeah, I really wasn't. I didn't have any sort of awareness to anything like that.
All right, well, I guess I'm going to have to go.
All right.
So basically, I'm not going to have anything interesting to tell you guys about Ukraine.
Okay.
This is going to be like Arthur in Thailand all over again.
I think Anna has officially given more information about Ukraine than I have given about Thailand.
Yes, definitely. Mm.
Yes.
By far.
I do what I can.
She did that like the first 3 seconds, I think.
Well, it sounds like Ukraine was pretty cool.
It was.
Arthur, tell us more about Thailand.
It's a country. It's over by the Philippines and Singapore. It was pretty cool.
Why is your brother still there?
He's not still there.
And that's that.
Then explain his Instagram.
Well, if what you're saying is all Asian countries look the same, then
sorry,
I'm
Vietnam.
A little bit offended.
I mean, he's on mm-hmm. He hasn't come back to the U.S.
He's in Nam?
He didn't come back when you came back. Is
yeah,
what I'm trying to say.
He went to Nam. He's in Vietnam right now because he has more time away from work, and I do not.
Okay.
It's a boring answer. But
right.
I had to come back and like continue working.
Why does your work hate you, Arthur?
Well, I ask myself that every day.
Why does your job suck, Arthur?
Why can you only get 2 days to go to Thailand and meet all the boy women?
The question is, do you hate yourself?
On the first note, I didn't meet all the boy women. And on the second note,
well, you only had 2 days.
I know, it was a little disappointing. No, so do we want to actually get into Thailand? Because I feel like we're
I'm
a little distracted.
I'm genuinely curious about it, and mostly because you completely deflected it the once or twice that we tried to bring it up and ask you about it.
Yeah, yeah.
Did something sketchy happen in Thailand, Arthur?
I didn't get robbed. Okay. I'll start with that.
Okay.
Wait, did I tell that story about Colombia?
Yes. Yes.
Okay,
please don't tell it again. Please don't tell it again. Oh my god.
I have to. Wow, was it that bad?
Anna, did you get robbed while in Ukraine or Russia?
No.
Okay.
Just a simple.
Did you get?
We did have to be careful of preventing it from happening, though, especially on the subway system.
How do you avoid being robbed?
You put your bags on the front of your body instead of the back.
Mm-hmm. Okay, cool.
That's that. That's the advice we were given. So,
like all your
that's
bags.
That's all I knew to do. If you had a backpack, you would just put it on the front of you, or if you had a purse, you would just make sure that it wasn't. Not visible to you.
Yeah, because that totally doesn't, mm-hmm. Make you a big target as a foreigner with wearing your backpack on the front of your body.
No, Anna.
This is the instruction we were given by the locals.
Yeah, the locals.
Yeah, because they want to steal all your stuff.
Yeah, just make sure you have a loose one-hand grip on all your valuables, and good luck.
Mm-hmm. Always carry
and as much cash as you can. Never know when you're going to need to pay something mm-hmm, in cash. Mm-hmm.
When you have a lot of money, make sure it's in coins, not paper money, and that way the jingle will scare away
the thieves
and critters.
what was a cultural thing that stood out in Ukraine, like the biggest difference? Or was it effectively the same?
A lot more Ukrainians.
As America?
Arthur, what was a big cultural difference between America and Thailand?
In Thailand, they value their king. Like, a lot.
Yeah.
Like, you get arrested if you drop their money, because it has the king's face on it.
What about, like,
pretty hardcore.
Freedom of speech, man?
Yeah, I have never been so quick at picking up, like, 1 cent. Like, that happens here.
Oh, Arthur has so much money that he can just drop pennies mm-hmm. and not bend over to pick them up.
Anna, why does Ukraine hate their leader so much? Otherwise, they would enact this kind of policy.
I couldn't tell you.
All right.
Yeah, I found that they would just throw their coins at the ground.
Looking wow. like a fool with your
stomp
coins on
them,
ground.
Even. No, I have no clue.
With Putin's face on them?
I will say, there was some interesting etiquette things we had to be aware of. For instance, I'm a habitual whistler. Like, I just whistle everywhere. And it's extremely impolite to whistle in Ukraine. Especially if you're inside. So I kept having to catch myself and not do that. And now that I'm back in the States, I will start whistling and I'll feel like I'm doing something wrong.
Well, it is irritating if somebody else is around.
You know what, Tyler? I whistle when I'm happy. So if you're trying to steal my joy, then that makes you a bad person.
No. Did you add that?
That was from the last time I was on the show. No, it was like 2 episodes ago when I was on the show. That's
it was
the
a couple
best
years back.
Sound bite I've ever heard.
Especially if it's like out of context where nobody has heard an episode with you on it because they're spaced apart.
Yeah.
It's got to be great for new listeners. Mm-hmm. I wish we had some.
Yeah, it's too bad. Hey, did you swim in the Black Sea?
Yes. Well, you know, as much as I could without being petrified of the jellyfish. Those they were seriously inside. Everywhere, and they'd sneak up on you.
That's why you got to keep your backpack in front of you while you're swimming.
Yeah, we were afraid that they would steal from us. They're very greedy creatures.
You know, as long as you just bounce off the top of them, they can't sting you.
Yeah, I saw that in a documentary.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was about a lost orphan fish, right?
Did you know that, like, they don't actually, like, sting you. They stab you.
Well, when bees sting you, what happens there?
Well, they stick out their protruding electricity outlet, and they put their little taser up against you, and
electricity?
They sting you. You get stung.
Okay.
Oh. I didn't realize bees were such an advanced,
That's
why
EMP is a
colony.
Dangerous around bees.
It's actually an EMB,
white
Tyler.
Quality. Sorry. You're right.
Hey, Anna, what was the food like in Ukraine?
Oh my goodness. We had soup every single day at lunch. I'm so sick of soup. Because it
kind
was
of soup?
It was essentially the same kind of soup every single day. It was chicken broth with potatoes and onions in it, and sometimes grated carrots. It was good. It was tasty. But when you have it every single day for lunch, it's very old.
If you want to get the real experience, just don't have it every single day.
Be like a local.
But other than that, the food was good. Yeah. They made potatoes are their thing. They can make potatoes in any way. And so we had mashed potatoes, stewed potatoes, just basically every version of potato that Samwise Gamgee fangirls
vodka.
About.
Hey, I was going to say, I hear they have a potato juice that's very yummy.
It's not something we partook of as a Christian organization traveling in Ukraine.
Oh,
but
come on.
It was available.
Bible doesn't mention anything about alcohol.
Fermented potatoes.
Yeah, show me the Bible verse that talks about fermenting potatoes. But why Ukraine?
Why not Ukraine?
She explained why, Will.
Valid point. Okay.
I never count on him listening.
I'm fully expecting him to just, all, in the middle of the conversation, I was like, where's Ethan? It's been a while since he said something.
Yeah.
Oh, Ethan. You know, I hear Hawaii needs to be taught about God. I mean, I think
the Bahamas.
That'll just be a better experience for everyone.
Cabo.
Cabo.
Las Vegas.
Sandals.
I'm pretty sure South Africa has gotten their fill of missionaries coming to help them. We can go to somewhere more tropical.
And on that blasphemous note, let's move on.
Are you out of legitimate questions for Anna?
I guess so.
Oh, how's my family doing? That's
they don't remember you.
Oh, no. Oh, God.
That means they're not coming for revenge, so that's a win.
I had a hard time tracking them down. When I found them, they actually were very honest with me and told me they were trying to hide. They didn't want any sort of contact with you.
Classic.
But they wish you the best.
in going hiding. To Thailand, actually.
I appreciate
we'll probably that. Probably get more info out of them than...
Oh.
Archer. Damn.
Who told them?
They did, actually. They told me. We chat about Arrested Development. They're big fans over there.
My favorite song.
Their favorite character is actually...
Is this Ukraine's national anthem?
I don't know. You tell me.
Archer, they don't have music. That would
known.
Be a joyous and
I'm
happy
sorry.
Thing. And that's not allowed.
Did you try any borscht in
borscht?
Borscht, yes.
In the motherland.
Oh, whoa! He's on a correcting the guy who was born there. That's pretty bold.
I wasn't correcting him. I was repeating.
It sounded like it was
snap.
A correction. I'm gonna play that back.
It was probably just me saying it wrong, to be honest.
And with that, let's just go ahead and finish the show.
No, I'm pretty sure the way. Anna
but yes,
said
we
it
did. It's
correct.
For.
Yeah, it definitely was a different pronunciation.
I've never heard of borscht, but I have heard of borscht.
Let's get the replay. Borscht.
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 Borscht. I'm just saying I'm probably the one who said it wrong, because, again, I'm an uncultured American.
No, don't back
American
down. You're an American,
who can,
and you,
you know,
stick to your guns, even if you're wrong.
I don't have an open carry license. I can't do that.
It doesn't matter. This is America.
Well, that's the beauty of America.
Fifth Amendment means you can have a gun anytime, anywhere, even a school.
The Fifth Amendment?
Even the schools. And the Second Amendment, you don't have to talk about it.
So yeah, borscht.
Borscht.
It's a beet soup.
Sir, is that a pistol? Yeah. I plead the fifth.
Oh, he got us. He knows his stuff.
Borscht is a beet soup, correct. How was it?
It was good. I wasn't expecting to like it, but it was pretty good.
Yeah, I don't blame you. I didn't like it growing up. In that I didn't like eating it growing up.
I like it now.
It's
I always get nervous about culinary experiences when traveling because I'm extremely picky. So it's always a challenge. But for the most part, I enjoyed everything that we were served.
That's good. I don't think Ukraine is like particularly known for its
cuisine.
It's
really not.
But the opposite.
Did you get a chance?
Arthur,
when you wouldn't want to eat your food, would your mom say to you, Arterson, there are kids next door that are starving.
Yeah, there are kids in Ukraine who don't even have one potato.
And they're using Microsoft as their OS, so just think about how lucky you are.
Some kids don't even have an OS.
They have to do that thing where you say, run email.exe.
Yeah, that's Microsoft. Yeah, growing up, we only had the like bottom of the barrel of the caviar, so it was not not great. No, pelmeni are really good.
Oh yeah,
in my opinion,
I love those.
Did you guys get a chance?
I had those in Russia. We actually didn't have that while we were in Ukraine, but in Russia we had it a lot. And
it's because they took them all, but I'm not bitter. No, I found that like every country had. Sorry, not every. I can't speak for every country. A lot of countries have. Like a dish that's kind of like pelmeni. It's like meat wrapped in some sort of dough.
Yeah, essentially tortellini.
And then prepared in some sort of way. Yeah.
Oh, it was interesting to see in Ukraine, they pretty much serve everything with ketchup. Like they don't have tomato sauce like we think of tomato sauce. Yeah, if they're serving pasta, they will literally just serve it with ketchup.
I'm sorry. I'm going to have to ask before Will does. What's this ketchup?
It's
because
am I being roped into something?
I'm familiar with ketchup.
I'm confused.
Anna,
I think so.
The way you're saying ketchup is different than what we're used to in California, and it's making them giggle.
Ketchup.
I'm confused because I lived in California for the majority of my life.
She's being indoctrinated by the Ukrainians,
by the Midwesterns.
Did you guys ever try catsup?
Please tell me you don't actually say
it. I'm not kidding. It was a real
like
thing.
That.
It's like there used to be a thing. It was like green.
What?
And it was.
Well, I have had green ketchup from Burger King.
That wasn't ketchup, Will.
Oh God. Where could you get this catsup? Because I think I've had catsup.
Hey guys, I just found out that ketchup and catsup are the same thing.
And
who would have thunk?
You know, guys, if you keep making fun of the guests, she's not going to come back.
Oh, we're well past that.
All right, this is going to be the longest episode yet.
I don't know. If we promise Ethan will be on, I think she'll come back. We know this is the only way she can talk to Ethan.
Oh, my brother. Wherefore art thou?
Let's give him a call.
Go for it. I am really curious to see if he's going to pick up or not.
He's going to pick up thinking it's an emergency.
Yeah, go ahead and read off his number.
He is totally... Can someone else call him?
I don't have his number.
Will I have the best luck if I try to call him?
How often do you call him?
He'll probably think someone died if you call him.
No, he'll probably answer.
That's
because
I know. Because he will answer, but it's going to be like, hey, I'm in the middle of something, but what's up? It's an emergency.
Okay, and he's not going to be able to hear you guys. He'll only be able to hear me, so we'll see.
I'll shout loud. He'll hear.
Ethan!
Ethan!
He hasn't picked up yet.
No, it's loud enough. It's okay. He lives in town now. He's not that far.
Oh, man. He might not pick up.
He's probably, like, asleep.
Leave him, like, a really terrifying voicemail.
Lots of heavy breathing, just concern.
Ethan, I really need to talk to you right now.
Ethan Zapp is not available.
Hi. it's your sister. Ethan. Just wanted to call and say,
Ethan,
we're worried about you. Me and the fellas over at Talking Fail.
Ethan.
Just wanted to know why you're not Ethan. Here. And
they don't love you the way I do.
You can't
do.
Hear them right now, but
did you shave the mustache
Will
yet?
He is professing his love for you. So just know that we care about you. Yes, yes, he is. He's denying it. Okay, that's all. Hope you're safe. Bye.
Love you.
That was that.
Love you too, Tyler. That was really random, though.
The burn of rejection stings.
All right, let's round two, Tyler. I'm telling you, fourth time's the charm.
So, hey, you guys know those stress balls?
No, we're not doing this.
No, I really want to take apart this stress ball. It's busting at the seams.
And it has seams?
I can see inside of it. I can see the
Is it a stress ball?
Yeah, it's just a little squishy
ball.
If it
has seams?
It's kind of like the Oobleck thing where like it's hard if you hit it, but if you just squeeze it slowly, it's like jelly. And it's been starting to tear apart, so like the protective cover has been coming out, so I want to take it apart.
You know those are made out of plutonium, right? And that cover is the only thing that's stopping you from all the radiation
that could help Anna
leaking out.
They're Ukraine's biggest export.
All right, I'm breaking.
Is anybody else going to call Ethan?
Oh,
I thought we moved on to stress balls.
The consistency is like hot glue, except it's not hot.
What's the flavor?
Oh, nice try, Tyler. You know that's an off-air experience only. Oh man, it is really sticky. It's oof. I had the foresight to get a glove, but it's getting messy. It's all pouring out onto my hand.
Do you think it's flammable?
Alright, fine. Jesus.
Oh man. Oh man. Oh god.
Yo.
Hey.
Oh my gosh. You're kidding me.
We have
Are you
a guest.
Serious?
How much time do you have?
Not a lot. What's up?
How does it feel
to be the worst brother in existence?
Did you hear that?
I hear something.
Anna said, how does it feel to be the worst brother in existence?
Actually, not too bad.
Ask him if he even saw that I called him.
Did you? Well, actually, I don't. Can you hear
no,
that now?
Did you wait?
Yeah.
Oh no, I see it now.
Yeah, I left you a lovely voicemail.
I'm at a discussion group. I'm not looking at my phone.
No discussion.
That's group. Okay.
We're also in a discussion group
about me. So whatever.
We just wanted to know why you weren't here tonight.
Where's here?
Podcast.
Because I'm at the group. I told Tyler last week I wasn't going to be on.
Yeah,
Tyler.
Say, I know. We knew that he was.
I did not
on,
know,
but he didn't. We didn't say why.
Oh, why?
Yeah.
Because I'm at a group.
This is a group.
Okay.
It's a once a month thing.
Your other group misses you.
We miss you, Ethan.
All right, Ethan. Can you hear me? All right.
Yet?
You were the eighth caller, so we're ready to have you. Now, as long as you don't swear and you don't hang up, I think you're going to win these tickets to go see Bon Jovi live in concert. Are you ready to play?
There he goes. You totally set him up for that. I hope you realize.
He's more of a Styx fan than Bon Jovi. It's really on you.
All right, now I have to like send Ethan a message apologizing for like betraying his trust or something. That was fun.
All right, well, Anna, do you have anything you want to promote?
Myself, please.
Oh, all right. You are now, you're promoted from guest host to regular host.
Rad!
There is no pay raise. Given the gender thing,
that
but
little tiny.
There
oh,
is
of course.
More
yeah.
responsibility. Sorry, I don't make the rules. It's just culture, you know, that damn ceiling.
Now I got to take away. I have to like retract all that Louis C.K. stuff I was saying.
you should anyways. He's not back yet, okay?
Yet? So you're saying there's a chance.
Oh, God. Oh, I've made a
Your
mistake.
Word is not mine.
I tried to squeeze the stress ball back into its hole, and now it's got a hold of me, and it's not letting go. Oh, no.
Those would make for some beautiful song lyrics.
I'll write it down later.
And now it's got a hold of me.
Can you just, like, off the cuff sing something for us?
Oh, stress ball. Why won't you let me go? Stress ball. Oh, you're getting all over my glove. Okay, I'm free. I'm free from stress ball.
Ooh. What a beautiful conclusion. I'm actually crying.
I've been known to drive people to tears with my singing voice, mostly from displeasure, but why the Ukraine?
We actually had some fun fundraising t-shirts that said, I crane, Ukraine, we all crane.
I crane, Ukraine.
Very clever.
We all die from starvation.
Archer, do you want to close the show before we keep going downhill?
Oh, was that going downhill? Let's see. Yeah, let's close the show. Thanks everyone for listening. Maybe next week we'll have another guest who calls in and tells us about their discussion group.
Fingers are stuck together. Rest in peace, my stress ball.
Was that the punchline? Please tell me that wasn't the punchline.
No, that's not the punchline. This is the punchline. Make sure everyone go to ubuntu.com, get your copies, enter the code will/ubuntu in the top right corner, and I will get 100% of the proceeds. And this has all been a front for Ubuntu. Episode 66, we finally got a sponsor.
Boo! Down with the boring guy.
You know Ubuntu's free, right? Tell me one thing about Ubuntu. Well,
hold on.
He's Googling it.
It's the leading operating system for PCs, Tyler. It's got IoT devices.
What?
And a multi-cloud.
Well, it's not just cloud, it's multi-cloud?
You can get productive on the Linux desktop with 7 essential apps. They have 7 apps, Tyler. 7 apps.